Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long, and snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that, streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms, provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at, matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is True Grudge Racing Channel, and I'm your host, Big Sham. Represent Rough Racing in Chicago, Illinois. My co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. Another great Thursday, y'all. We here. It is beautiful outside. It looked like it's about to try to rain, but nonetheless, it is. It is beautiful outside. The last few days, it's been wonderful weather. I think it's gonna be a little hot. It was hot today. It's supposed to be hot this weekend, from my understanding. But nonetheless, we are here. Another great Thursday in True Grudge Racing Land. Shout out to Brother Leroy, the clock's off. The Motor City Mafia, Brother Mouse, Brother Stokes, you, the all day, all night, every day, 1-800 Keep It Real show. by none, off the trailer. And everybody else that participates in the show, we are here. We appreciate y'all. Let me go to the mics. Hold on. I'm just getting in. Open these mics up. Whoever want to say something, they can get up there. Hold on 1 second. Mouse, talk to me.
What up, Sam?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, nothing much. Another beautiful, hot day.
Yeah.
I said a day without rain is a good day.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially, for racing, yeah, you don't want it to rain. You definitely don't want it to rain, but we need rain sometime, just not when we race it.
Just not on race day.
Yeah, not on race day. Just, man, let it rain, you know, the days we ain't racing. And it can rain all it want to, just as long as we ain't racing. But yeah, it's,
Sam, I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
I thought about this. Well, I saw a YouTube video, and I talked to a couple people at the track about it, and I want your opinion on it.
Okay.
Okay. You got a race. Head up, let's say, regular tree out the back door. One guy does his burnout. Other guy does his burnout. So the first guy that does his burnout, he's up there, you know, getting everything straight. He pulls into one bull. Now, the other guy, let's say he having a little bit of nitrous problem. It only take him maybe extra 45 seconds, a minute. So he bags up and does another burnout. But he does a burnout.
The other, guy. not the first guy, just the second guy that had
right.
a problem.
The first guy has already got his pre-stage on.
Okay.
Now, the second guy bags up, does another burnout, and he burnt, and okay, my fault, before I say this, it's track rules. Now, the other guy bags up, does a burnout, but he burns out through the starting line.
Keep going, Mouse.
I want to know. My point of view. If the dude got the pre-stage ball, this dude just
wait. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you for me laughing. You said your point of view is what?
My point of view, the guy who burned out through the starting line, he lost. Because the other guy had one bulb on, pre-stage.
You know, it's got to be, like, ironic. I promise. It's so ironic. It has just got to be ironic. It's not ironic. Stuff happens on purpose. I will say that. But I had a few people sent me this video of what happened. Something happened down south with Trigger Man and the other guy. You know, they was racing or whatever. And Dog, I guess, had videotaped it. And I was going to say, you know, shout out to all the DP men, the real DP men. You know, everybody that want to be a DP man, it is, you can have it. It is a job. That's all I can say. It is more than a notion to. You know, just have to be bothered with it. Let's just say that. It's not very hard. You know, you make a decision, that's what it is. I mean, it is what it is. That's what they give you the money for. But, you know, anybody that's a DP man, in my opinion, if it's a good DP man, you know, he tries his best. He is not perfect. He can make a mistake, but he tries his best.
Right.
He tries to be objective. He wants to, you know, he wants to make the right decision. You know what I mean? So I just shout him out because it is more than a notion. It's funny that you're saying that because I say, you know, I ain't saying nothing. I'm just going to – I don't want to answer because you know why? Because it's like you put – what do I want to say? It's tripped out. Now, you said some key things. There's some people I know they on this mic. And when you say track rule, it could go, man, I don't even want to – you know how I don't even want to start it because it could go way far. You know, it could, track rules are monotonous. They can be. You know, they are real, you know, if you don't know them, then you're going to be upside down because somebody could really be anal with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't know them,
well,
get
the
book. I ain't going to say nothing.
If you agree to it, you got to know what you're agreeing to.
Oh, absolutely. Ain't no question. No, I mean, the two people, you know, it's funny. You know, some people, they'll say stuff, and then after they say it, they don't even know what they said, or they trick their own self.
Right.
You know, some people, they stipulate
they
so many things and all that, and they trick their self out the money. You know what I mean? So it could be real, you know, tedious, you know, it's funny. That's funny though. I don't know. Somebody else could ask. Somebody else might want to answer that. I'm walking and talking at the same time. I'm going back to the board, but it is. That's funny. Yeah, that's
it's
real.
Bound
that's
to
man.
Come up, you know. It's
you know
bound
that,
to
that's real interesting. Just like I was, you know, on that video, I was listening, and it was like I heard Dog say, "I'm so glad I ain't a DP man." Oh man, because I mean it, you know, it's such a you know, things happen. Let's just say this: things happen for you know. Once it happens, then you can kind of, you know, deal with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know,
right.
If it don't happen, then everybody want to come out their back pocket with this and the other.
Yeah.
And it's funny. You know, I think that the argument down there was they crossed the center line. Somebody, you know, both of them crossed. Who crossed first? And they couldn't determine it. I'm not sure. I don't think they could
mm-hmm.
determine it. I don't know. I don't know the full extent, but I just, off what the video I saw, the guy, whoever the DP man was, I guess, I don't know what to say. I don't even know what happened as far as what he did, but I know that was the argument, who crossed the center line and or who crossed first, if they both crossed or whatever. And, man, it was like I've seen that situation before where it was like chaotic and, you know, the DP man was, man, just, you know, he just in disarray. How about that? You know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's not a good place for a DP man to be, disarray. So,
yeah,
that's you said something right there. I don't know. Okay, hold on. Preacher boy, your mic is open.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
What's
up, happening?
I know what video you talking about, but what it was, he got timed out. That was the Camaro and the Mustang. And that shit was crazy because Dog hollered over and said, "Hey, I don't know what happened, but I can't be the BP man." They both sit there after the light turned. This light turned red and the other turned green. And after a while, they told the Mustang just to go down. And they argued.
No, wait, hold. What video are you talking about? Who you talking about, Preacher Boy? You talking about what Mouse talking about?
I think if the one that I put up yesterday, Mouse looked at it because I seen him on my page. It was
that's the one you talking about, Mouse?
Small block.
No, I seen his video like 2 weeks
ago.
No,
that ain't, uh-uh. This is, no, no, the one I was talking about was Trigger Man and they crossing the line. That was him and another guy. They say who crossed the line first. They crossed the center line.
Oh, yeah,
line.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, both of them. Yeah, I saw that one, too. But last night, yesterday, they had another video up yesterday with Mouse did. The guy, one guy went up there and staged. Another one did a burnout, and something happened with the nitro. They opened up the door and fixed it. And when he did his second burnout, as soon as he pulled in the first beam, it red-lighted. And then they got into an argument. You know, they had their little confrontation. So, dude wound up paying off. Now, the one with Trigger Man, they was trying to figure out which car went in the lane first. Both cars crossed the lane, but they kept saying which one did it first. I know what video you talking about now.
Yeah, they were. From my understanding, they said the one car, he did not cross the lane. He didn't cross. He went over, but he didn't cross the center line. That was the argument. That it was like they was going back and forth about.
Trigger Man lost. And then they turn around.
Yeah,
because
he crossed.
What?
Right. So, I mean, but it was just one of them situations when you got that DP man and he in the midst of it, and it was like, man, they all flooded him at one time, and I don't think he was really comfortable.
He wasn't
in
ready
the situation.
For it.
He wasn't ready. Man, Jamie was on fire. He was hollering, "Man, give me that money." I was like, "Oh, Lord, have mercy." No,
but you know what, though? A BP man job is hard, just like racing the drive is, because if he call a bad call, they call it on him. If he call a right call and the other driver don't feel like it was right, it's a problem. You know?
Well, I mean, that's universal.
Right.
Only one side can be right.
Right. I mean, everybody, oh, you know, when it's if it's in their favor, of course they all right with it. But
right.
You know, you just
right.
You know, you want to make the right decision. That I mean, you know, in your mind, if you make the right decision, then you all right with it. I mean, if it's the wrong decision, stand firm, man. It's the wrong decision, but stand
right.
firm on it, man. I just made the decision. That
yep.
I mean, don't waver.
Right.
That's what I say.
You know what though? You got to be a strong BP man. You can't have no coward, no one-sided person. You know, you got to stand on what you say and mean what you say. It's somewhere
man, that's
you
it.
Gotta,
that's
you
it.
Know,
it.
You got to
you know,
be strong.
But it's hard. Everybody, it's a lot of people. Oh, I'm gonna hold the money, man. Y'all can have it. I want you
yep.
to. But everybody don't. I mean, they don't want
they don't
you
know
to.
The rules.
I mean, they ain't calling your name or they ain't saying nothing about you holding no money. But you know, everybody got a something to say about it or whatever. But yeah, that's a tough job. It was funny. Yeah, Mouse. Preacher Boy say he paid them off. So what you say, Mouse? You say he lose. If they was running the track rule, yeah, he lose.
Well, see,
how you gonna go past the? If he stays already and you gonna burn out, how the hell are you gonna go past the start line?
Exactly.
You know what though?
That's retarded.
If you're trying to race, listen to me. If you're trying to race. You know the man was doing a burnout. He wasn't trying to red light.
See what I'm saying? Hey, Preacher Boy. I don't agree with that. You know, let's be clear. Wait, let me just say this. I'm going to open up. I got some people that just chimed in. If you make an agreement, stick to the agreement. That's bottom
exactly.
line up top. If you racing and what do I want to say? If you do that, that's just – you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Don't think like it's you trying to say, oh, if you're trying to race, then you'll let that slide. No. Why would you do that? You see the man stays up there. Why the hell would you go through the fucking starting line? That's stupid. You asking for somebody or
that's
for
right.
something to happen. Yeah, you asking for it. Why would you do
no,
that?
No, but listen.
Asking.
But you said he's
arguing.
In a burnout box, baby. That's the whole thing. If he's in
no,
a
no,
burnout
no.
box, he's not ready.
No. Listen, from what he told me, he said the one guy, he burnt out and went up there and the other guy burnt out and he went in the bulb. He turned the bulb on and the other dude had a problem, so he backed up. So now you fix your car and then you burn out again. And go through the fucking starting line. No, you looking at him. I don't agree with that. That's just asking for a problem. Why would you do that? So I mean that it could. I guess you know. Let's see. Let me open up these mics. Oh Lord, Rob, come on, Rob.
Hey Sam, with that trigger man, didn't he win that race? Didn't he win
I
that
don't
race?
Know.
They gave it to him. Yeah, they gave
him. Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Trigger Man went across the center line after the Mustang went across first.
Right.
Okay.
So they determined that
he went through. They did determine that the boy went through the center line because I think that
yeah.
was the argument.
Yeah, in the end. Yes. In the end.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Right.
There go dog.
Yeah,
because
when the video came out.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna address one thing at a time, and I ain't gonna get into argument about what the North and South, but I just waited to see what y'all was gonna say about the one that gave the scenario, not Preacher Boy. Who else that is?
That's Mighty Mouse.
Okay, Mighty Mouse. All right. To be honest with y'all answered half of your question yourself. When a lot of people be talking about track rules, they don't even know track rules. Now,
they
Mighty
don't.
Mouse,
yes,
now you
don't.
Said a man that button crossed the line lost. Now, ask yourself, why did he lose?
Because he pre-staged and went to
no.
the
that's not it.
You told
I know
me the other guy was staged and
say.
The other guy just button crossed the line. That's what I thought I heard you say.
No, the one guy was
pre-staged, and the other guy bagged up and went over there and burned in again and burned off the line, right?
Right.
He never turned the bulbs on.
He can do that. He ain't did nothing wrong.
That's what I said.
He ain't did nothing wrong.
I said it
By the rule, see what I'm trying to say. Just cause you wouldn't see, technically speaking, if you go by the rules, if you go this all this Curtis shit, they be talking about Curtis shit. I mean, if you want to go up there and light a bulb, you can. But as long as he ain't lit no bulb and he back there, he and the starter don't make him come on up there or something, he can burn across the line and back up and then stays back up. He ain't did nothing wrong.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I just told him.
He ain't did nothing wrong.
Yeah, as long as he ain't got that bulb on, he can do whatever he wants.
As long as
if the man got one bulb on, if it's professional shit, they really don't wait that long in a professional thing. But they give you something like 30 seconds or something. You need to come on in there and turn one of your on or some shit. I guess, but you know.
Let me ask you. So you saying the man could pre-stage? Somebody could pre-stage, turn the first bulb on, and the other side he can go and burn through. He could do whatever he want.
Yes, he can. Yes, absolutely by the rules. Yes, that's no. He ain't committed no offense.
Thank you, dog.
He ain't committed no offense.
Once he come in like he's ready to stage and cut that first bulb on and then try to bag out and do it again, no.
You can't. It's a scenario. Now you changed what you said at first.
Right. Right. No, no. You're just burning out. And the other guy got the bulb on. Yeah, you could do that.
He could burn all the way through the 8th mile if he want to and bag up and stage.
Right. As long as he didn't pre-stage first.
Yeah.
If he had pre-staged and bagged out, he lose.
If he pre-stage, hey, this all you got to remember. If you're going to set track rules, and Sham, I think Sham and you might both of y'all said it, a lot of guys get screwed because they just set track rules and don't know the track rules. Now, once he pre-stage above, all movement got to be forward. Once you done stage above, all movement got to be forward. You stay back up on nothing.
Yes, sir. That's why when you say track rules, and let the DP man out, if you think about it, because if you don't know what track rules is, go to the officials, go to the track, and ask them what their rules is. They'll tell you, and then you can make the right decision.
But y'all got to listen to what y'all said. Sam covered all that, too. You don't know what to ask until it happens. You don't really know what to ask until it happens. You don't know what's wrong until it happens.
Right.
That's what it is. Too late. It's too late if it didn't already happen.
You're 100% right.
But they always say, if you don't know, you ask the person that do know.
But see, that's
go
the thing
the
about it. You can't go as a track official what the track rules is. You'll be up there about a half hour, an hour, if you're going to try to tell you what the track rules is.
Right.
Oh,
because he's going to tell you all kind of shit.
That's very interesting.
Come on back. Like the one I was telling you, let me
bring up some old shit, cause somebody told they said I was doing something. They was talking about Sham, and I said, okay, I done heard everybody's side of the story. Let me hear Sham's side of the story. All I want to do is ask one question. Was the man up there at 2 o'clock? If he wasn't there at 2 o'clock, Sham probably got the money. Sam came on the phone. I reckon he was nervous or scared. I don't know what he was. He thought I was finna get on his ass. He wasn't me. They called me, and I said, Sham, was the man there? Sam said no. But Sam ain't did nothing wrong with the man went there on time. Sam pulled got paid. I don't care if he ain't but a minute late.
Listen to me. I'm on the phone, y'all. You're 100% right, dog. I didn't have that car in the staging lane at 2 o'clock, you're 100% right.
Right.
But from my knowledge, from what I seen on my watch, I wasn't late. That's why I rushed it up there. You understand?
Well, now, if the DP, who was the DP man?
I don't know.
We didn't have one.
My thing was,
It was me and we didn't have. It was me and B fan. We locked in with each other.
Well, see now, if you were going by your phone, all them phones are synchronized unless you push your phone up. Unless you adjust it your own phone, all them phones will show the same time.
But listen to me.
Drag was up there watching.
I don't mean to cut you off. Listen to me. I pulled the car up. I saw Sam. I looked Sam in his face. Sam turned off and walked off. BT didn't come up with me. I didn't say a word because
if you look Sam in the face, Sam said he stayed there at 2 o'clock. He walked out after that to go try to get his money. So if you look Sam in the face and he was walking off, it had to be after 2 o'clock then.
No. You're not understanding me. Listen to how
this went. Okay, all right. I'm just going by what I was hearing. Okay, all right.
Listen, Once I pulled the car out the trailer, I didn't say nothing to nobody. I did it on up there because I knew it was real tight. I tried to get the car in the lane. I got the car in the lane before 2 o'clock. That boy played Sam at 2:01. At 2:02 and 2:03 and 2:05, me and him was about to fist fight. Because when he told me, he said, man, why are you arguing? I paid him off. I said, why would you do that? And I looked at the watch. When I looked at my watch, it was 2:03, going on to 2:04. And that's what made me go clean in on his ass. The car had been there a while before they came. His exact words,
say your watch
he did not lock
right
in with me. I can't tell you that. Listen to me. My time goes by whatever the time boost got.
Well,
you know
my understanding is whoever owned the car looked over there, and he didn't see his car there either. That's why he paid him.
No. He knew his car was there. He didn't come up there because we was already into it. You understand?
No. What I'm trying to say is, what they said the man, when Sam said, you owe me, he said, they looked over there, and the man looked over there and didn't see his car. He said, okay, I'm going to go and pay
you. No, you're lying. He didn't say
I don't say I'm lying. I'm just telling you what I heard. I don't say I'm lying.
I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
I'm sorry. Well, listen to me. He knew the car was there. The car was right behind Sam's car. It wasn't on his bumper.
Okay.
It was in the lane.
Well, look here. Well, he a dumbass then. If he know this car was there on time and see a fake, well, he's a dumbass.
Well, he don't know that much about drag racing. And like he told Sam, he don't want to argue about nothing. He's non-confrontational. He don't want to be yelling.
Okay, I'm going to say this here
like
now.
I know
a lot of y'all just by knowing y'all. And I don't think Sam would have took the money if the car was there. I swear I don't think he would have took it if the car was there on time.
Listen to me, man. I don't know. I ain't say nothing about it to nobody but my crew members. I didn't say anything to Sam.
I did hear some people say the car was there on time, too. Now, I heard that, too.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what I did. I can't tell you no more than that. I didn't even go into details about it. The man
Jamie and the boy. Sam, you on the phone with Sam? I need you to hear all this.
I'm here. I'm listening.
They was down there looking for tire tracks in the center lane. See, the boy crossed up.
Mm-hmm.
Guess why they didn't see none? That's because he was in the middle of the goddamn track. He crossed up. They had the video. He was in the middle of the goddamn track. So he crossed first. Jamie crossed over, and they tried to stop. They saved both cars, and that's why both of them crossed each other's lane to keep from hitting each other. And Jamie won the money.
Other guy, he did cross first.
He did. He was in the middle of the goddamn track, champ.
Okay.
Hey, dog, I'm glad you're on the phone, because you've been racing a lot longer than all of us. I tried to explain something to somebody when you're talking track rules. When you say track rules, on track rules is, when we both in the middle of the lane, if you on your side and you go against the wall on your side, you automatically lose by track rules because you came off the track, correct?
Yeah. If you're going by track rules, if you cross any boundary, you lose.
Thank you. And I tried to explain
boundary.
But they said
I'm just going to say boundary. See, some tracks got a line. If the track got a line, that's the boundary. If they don't got no line, the wall the boundary. So if he hit the wall, he loses. And then if both of them do the same thing, like with Jamie and them, whoever committed the worst offense first, that's who loses. Did it first.
Right, first or
no,
worst.
No, no. Don't say first or worst. It's the same worst offense. It's just who committed it first. First or worst is if one red light and the other guy go down and do it. Both of them did the same offense. It's just which one of them did the worst offense first.
Okay. But, yeah, that's what I try to explain to them, and they talking about, it's okay. It's not okay because you have to track rules and you don't understand. If you go across any line, you automatically lose.
Nope. Don't set line. Set boundary.
Well, boundary. I'm sorry. Well,
some tracks got lines and some tracks that don't have lines, the wall is the boundary.
Okay.
And you might not go across the wall, but you damn sure can go in it, though.
Right. Okay.
So,
and I try to explain that to some people.
That's where the rule book reads boundaries. It don't set line. It reads boundaries.
Okay.
Pete, your mic is open. And Sensei, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Let me say this, guys. I couldn't get to my phone. earlier, but Dog came in and straightened it out. And one thing Dog said that I think everybody needs to understand, once your bub is on, all movement has to be forward.
Yes, sir.
I say all the time, we have screwed the game up so much until we really can't raise by what they like to call grudge rules or track rules.
That's right.
Track rules that no one can touch the car.
That's right.
We truly don't know. But
when that man go in that car now, Pops, don't nobody supposed to touch that car. It's over after that. Damn sure right.
Yeah.
Certain cars can't go past some bugs in the burnout.
This is true. That's true. I agree with you.
Unless they got a rule about you can't button cross the stage, you can button cross.
Right. Yeah. No, certain cars, dog. It's certain cars that can't.
Yeah,
they can't go past.
Certain cars can only do that. Only certain cars.
No, that's the rule. That's what I'm saying when I say we really don't know the rules. But let me say this here, guys. I don't come on to argue. I'm just coming on to speak my point. Sensei Sham was not in the staging lane at 2 o'clock or 2:01. And the reason I know that, because we was over on the golf cart by the tractor. He said, Sensei, I'm going to go get my money. It's 2 o'clock. I said, technically, Sensei, you can't get it to 2:01. I was because he can show up in 50-some seconds and still 2 o'clock. He's okay.
That's right.
Me, Ballhead son, and Sensei stood by the golf cart talking until 2:01. We basically watched our phone until 2:01. I said, Sensei, now you can get your money. And that's when we started walking over, the three of us started walking towards the staging lane. Now, I stated before, and I'll say it again. I didn't know D-Pen's car. So I couldn't say if his car was there before or not. But I know when I was looking over there, I didn't see it. I saw nothing behind Sensei's car. Okay?
I wasn't on his bumper. I was in the lane.
I'm on the stage when I seen. We stand there and we talking. At 2:01, we walk over. Sensei says, D-Pen, you know you owe me that park out. D-Pen looked at his phone and he said, you right. The man took no more than three steps. One, two, three. Uno, dos, tres. Yerin, va, study. That's three different languages, and all of them says three. He turned around, and he said, you know what, Sam? I'm going to pay you right now. We'll just lock back in. He gave the man the park out. I don't know what it was, two, three, five, whatever. But he gave it to him. If his car had been in the lane. I mean, even though 300 may not mean nothing to somebody, to whatever it was, it may not mean nothing to some, it may mean the world to others. I don't see Rockefeller giving money away for nothing.
That's what I said, D. That's the same thing.
Okay,
I'm not here to argue. I'm just telling you what I saw.
I want to straighten you out real quick.
I know for a fact. I mean, for a fact, because we watched our phones. From 2
okay,
o'clock
but listen to me
when
I'm saying.
Hey, D, let him say his part, D. Let him say his part. Let him say his
listen to me. The whole thing was he never walked to me or towards his car. He went straight to him and Sam. You understand to what you just said. The car had already been there. Like you said, you didn't even know what his car looked like. Sam didn't know what his car looked like, and I done changed the whole car around. All y'all knew was a black Mustang.
Wait a minute.
That's
a, this
then
is
when,
why
when,
you
when,
heard
listen.
Me say what I said.
But I
didn't
want you
say
to
anything
get
about the
what
car.
I'm saying.
No. Listen to this first word. I didn't say anything about the car because I stated from day one. My disclaimer was I did not know D-Pen's car. But I do know how to tell time.
Okay,
yeah,
now,
I do know.
Ballhead
and
told
I know
you
for
in
a
the dope.
Fact.
Listen to me. Ballhead, you keep saying fact, but you're wrong. Ballhead told him when I pull up, he said, there go Preacher Boy. Sam looked at me. He said, I didn't lock in with Preacher Boy and walked off.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Which he did
I
not.
Hear you,
he didn't have no dealing with me.
Okay.
But like
well,
y'all
if,
said,
Sam,
no one
Sam,
knew.
I'm trying to say,
no
if,
one
if,
listened
if,
to me.
If what D's saying is right, if you looked Sam in the face and walked off, it was already 2:01. They didn't even move to 2:01.
Not the car.
Hold on, Preach. You said I was speaking fact and I'm wrong. How can I be wrong when I stated I don't know D-Pen's car for one? But I know for a fact, me, Mr. and since they sit there watching our phones at 2:01, so never could I be wrong. It was 2:01 when we started walking over there, and we wasn't power walking. We was not power walking when we started walking over
so
to the
So that's what I'm
line.
Saying. If you and Sam in the face when he walked away, that means if Sam was walking and you saw him, that means they didn't start walking to 2:01. If detail is true, they didn't start walking to 2:01.
I was listening though. You,
we didn't
okay.
start moving.
Say they, walking,
we
walking. Didn't. Say they were walking. Stop. Say they walked off at 2:01. I had to. I was in the lane. I was outside the car. That's how they got to see me. You understand? Listen
oh, okay.
When I'm explaining to you, dog.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying, Marty. You was already in the lane. When they look at you, you was already in the lane. When they
Thank
look at you.
Thank you. Now do you understand? The lanes are long. So once I made that turn, it wasn't 2:00 yet or 2:01. I had to make that turn. I done pull up. When I got out, whoa. And you know I can't run. I can't move fast. I looked directly in Sam's face. Oh, he said, there go Preacher Boy. He said, okay. I ain't locked in with Preacher Boy. I walked. I locked in with B-Fin. B-Fin never came towards his car. That's what I'm trying to explain to everybody. He never went.
Hold right there. Allow me to say this. You say he never came towards his car. You heard me say I don't know D-Pen's car until that day. The first thing D-Pen did was went to his car. He walked. Allow me to finish. D-Pen was on the passenger side of his car. He stopped by his car, Sensei called him. He walked from the passenger side of his car to in between the front bumper and the back bumper of Sensei's car. Now that's what I know is his car because I seen him go to the car.
Okay. If you say that, now hold on now. I want y'all to listen again, then. If he's telling y'all
this.
That story, listen to me. I ain't going to argue with you about that. If B-Fan walked to that car, the car had already been there before B-Fan walked up. I had the vehicle. So if it was 2:01 and you telling me he walked towards the vehicle and y'all got y'all money at 2:01, that means the car was already there. The car hadn't just pulled up.
Okay. I'm going to try to say this
you
for the last
though?
Time. I understand what you're saying clearly, but I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I'm just saying the car was there. I'm never saying the car was there or the car wasn't there because I didn't know the car. I wasn't paying attention to the car. You may have just pulled up. You may have been sitting there 15 minutes. I don't know. I stated that 15 times. But I do know it was 2:01 when we got up off that tractor to walk over there. I did not see the car. I'm 62 years old, man. The car may have been there. Maybe I just didn't see it. I didn't see it.
As simple as that. This man on feet. I'm in the car. My golf car here just pulled up. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. But it didn't matter. Listen, it didn't even matter. He got paid. So I don't know why they keep bringing it up, but still, all I'm saying was the car was there.
They keep bringing it up. Let me tell you why they keep bringing it up. Because they want to make sense they done took something. He done stole something. It's the regular occurrence in the game of racing.
I'm going to say it again, and he's on this phone. That man did not take $1. That man gave him that money. Understand? And I get tired of hearing the same thing. I don't want to keep arguing about the same thing. They're going to race, they're going to race. Stop trying to make somebody look like an enemy. They're not. The man did not take $1.
Okay.
Okay, so is that it? Can we never hear this again? Please.
Oh, man.
All I'm going to say is, Sam, these guys that's holding this money, calling themselves DP, man, it's time to do your homework and know what the rules is. When you say track rules, know what you're holding. If you don't know, ask some questions. What do you mean
man.
When you say track rules or whatever?
Well, listen, you ain't. Hey, listen,
it could be, hey, Rob. Now, I don't agree. You know, hey, Rob, you know, I don't agree with nothing that you say. But this is true. You got to, I mean, you got to know, you got to be on your P's and Q's. I'll just say that. You definitely do.
I'm going to tell you all something crazy about
that,
though. You really don't need to know the track rules. You hear me? You really don't need to know the track rules. You really don't. And the reason I said it because everybody and their daddy running behind them, they're going to run by Gruen's rules. What you really need to know is that you got a clear understanding of what the two guys are saying that they're racing about. Because even watch this here, man. Pay attention, please. Even when they tell you they're running by track rules, it's up and steps in. It's either in or out. It's either or. It can't be both. So you need to just throw the track rules out the window. Listen to what they say and pay that money or not pay that money according to what they say. Because that's what's
okay,
happening.
Okay, now listen to this. Hey, dog, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, dog, now listen to this. They called me a damn fool for what I said the other day. Now, you locked in and say, we racing, be in the lane, race ready. They got mad at me because of what I said. If you said, be in the lane at certain time, race ready, right? If you pull up in that lane, you got a heater bottle or check tire pressure, are you race ready?
Technically, no.
Thank you. And that's the only question I need to ask you.
And I'm going to tell Preach again. All that's doing, add more fuel to the fire. Because
right.
If that be the case,
well, hey,
here's why I said it. Watch this.
Hold on, D. Do it one at a time. Do it one at a time, D. D right now, that's why I said checkmate and I stopped. Because I ain't want to get in the argument. If D ain't strapped in his damn car with his helmet on, cranking up and it pull out, well, that's why I said checkmate. You can't,
Right. Because, see, all you're doing is adding more fuel to the fire because, see, now it's 8, 9 o'clock at night, it's 10 o'clock at night. A little frog can fell on the window. So I go get a tire.
If you can
have
1 minute, if you can pull a check with 1 minute, you can pull a check with it all.
That's wrong.
Ain't no little
that's
ride.
That right there
ride.
Is what's wrong with the game. But that's what's wrong with the game.
Well, AD, I think
yes,
when guys say race ready, they don't know what they're talking about because race
they
ready
don't.
Means when it's
time
for you to get up there to the line, you ain't sitting back there playing fumbling stomach. You could be riding your car up there to the burnout box, wiping it down. You know what I'm saying? As long as you get in that burnout box, you're ready.
Exactly.
You're the next two ready to go. It, that's when you're ready.
That's what I mean when I say you open up a can of worms that don't need to be opened up. Because I go get a towel to wipe your window down because there's a little frost on it. Well, if you're going to go by what Preach saying, technically you wasn't race ready. And see, all that's going to do is cause a fight. Because if a nigga pull that on me, I'm going to knock him straight out. He's going to knock me out once.
I understand what you're
saying.
What I told you about that word,
What I'm trying to get at, though, is a fight just action to happen. Because if I'm in the lane at 8 o'clock like I'm supposed to be, and we get pulled up there, say, at 10:30, If Mr. Wipe the window down, I wipe the window down for him, and you come tell me I owe you some money, I'm going to knock you straight out.
Okay, now listen to this, though.
I'm
going to
kiss you.
D, listen to what I'm telling you. One tech can't overrule another tech. Let me jump in there.
Then I'm going to jump back out. Because I ain't going to argue. Because, like I said, I'm down south, y'all up there. When I'm the DP man, D is telling the truth, Preacher Boy. You telling the truth.
I know
you. Y'all don't realize, y'all both telling the truth. Y'all got to talk it out so everybody can understand it. And so far, y'all doing a good job. So far, you're doing a good job. But I'm going to have to tell you, I agree with D, not because me and D boys, but I'm going to agree with D. And when I see D, I'm going to hit him in his mouth because I told him about that word he used and to my whooping somebody.
Okay, let me show you
how they're going to start problems. They had a race, just like y'all said, race ready. And just like D said, the man tried to take the park out money because the other side was over there counting their money and getting their money together. But that to be technically, they wouldn't race ready because they wouldn't have their money together. But now you finna start some shit about some shit you don't need to start no shit about.
Exactly.
I understand
that. That's all I'm
hold
saying.
On, listen.
That's all
listen
I'm
to
saying.
Me. Hold on. D, slow down. Listen.
Trouble that don't
all
have
I'm
to
trying
be.
To do is show a point. Now, listen, D. I agree with you, D. But all I'm doing is trying to show you a point. Can't one tech overrule another tech. If you're going to pull
true.
One tech,
hey,
you might as well pull them all.
But here's the thing, Preach. I hear what you're saying. I fully concur with what you are saying. What I'm trying to get you to see is that some things are better off kept in your mouth and not even saying.
No, because listen,
that's
the reason
what I'm
I say that, because
that's
because
just,
I don't want nobody pulling one little tick. It's like a lie, man. Ain't no such thing as a little lie.
Hey, Sensei.
A lie
it's
is a lie.
Hey, Sensei.
It's going too far.
Hold on, Sensei. What? Can I ask a question? Let me ask y'all a question.
Go ahead. ahead.
What's the difference between a tech and an agreement?
Agreement, you ain't got to worry about the tech because y'all both don't agree to it. A check is if D said do and I said don't, then that, you know, that's a check. If you agree, you ain't got no check.
Okay, so race ready. And I tell you race ready, and we do what I just said, you wasn't race ready. Now you tell me 1 minute,
well,
which was 1 minute.
You can say race ready. You can say race ready. You can say race ready. And you can come up there. Brother Deacon said, yeah, I agree, Ray's ready. Brother Deacon, like he said, he get out of his car to go wipe his windshield off. And you come up there and say, hey, you went in your car, Ray's ready. I don't blame it. It's going to be a fight.
I understand that.
Hey, dog, this is the problem right here, though, dog. When these guys start making these fits, they don't break down what each one of their fits mean when they say it. Everybody got their own opinion about what shit they talking about.
All right, stop.
When I say race ready,
I'm going to say this here and jump out of the way again.
That's all.
When I'm the DP man, this is what I do. I go to both of them and tell them when they say race ready. Because, like I said, race ready, you're supposed to be ready to go unless in the track don't let you go. Both of y'all supposed to be strapped your ass in there, ready to crank up to go unless in the track ain't ready to go. So I tell the guys, way ahead of time, give me this money. Don't wait till you get around the lane talking about getting the money up. Because if the other man up there sitting in his car ready to go, you ain't race ready. So give me your money. I'm going to get the money from both of them. Be ready. I'm going to tell both of them, get your ass in your car and strap up. Now, the track said,
you're saying prior to whatever the time
out.
Is, dog. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Get your ass in your car and strap up and be ready. Because that's what race ready is. Your money should be up. You should be in your car strapped up, ready to crank the hell up and go to that line.
Well, you're going to have to ask that. Well, I'm in my car, but my man is working on it. I'm race ready. But see, this is the thing. It's a simple cut and dry thing. If I say race ready, I don't care what you do to that car while we're in the lane. But when it's our time to get up there, you still sitting there, you ain't ready.
That's what I just said.
As soon as I hit that burnout bar.
Crank up, you better be able to crank up. If you're in the lane, buckle up in your car, you want to take your transmission out, you can take it out. Long demand ain't said crank up and let's go.
Heck yeah. Absolutely. And that's what race ready means to me. Now everybody else probably might lose.
Like
he
said, as long as you got an agreement, the two people that's racing got to have an agreement.
Hey, dog.
Absolutely.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you think it's easier to race now with a DP man or without a DP man?
It all depends on who you're racing.
Who you're racing. Two men don't need no DP man.
That's right.
Let me tell you something about a DP man. Now, hear what I'm saying now. Two men don't need it because they're going to pay or get paid the way it's supposed to be. So, but now, here's where you need a DP man at. You don't need him until you need him.
Until you need him.
Dog,
just like insurance.
Everybody else.
Just like insurance. You don't need it until you need
him.
Yeah.
Can I show you a good example? Me and Lenny raced that night.
I used to fight against a DP man. You know, I used to feel
me and Lenny
raced
that night.
Time.
When we lost,
I got to the point
we came
where
to my trailer, I paid him.
Once, I said,
nobody hold our money.
Not only do you need him, now he need to be paid. That's why I go around telling the world now.
Well, the DP man, before he start paying off, he better go to that loser and make sure everything is legit and cool.
Wait.
Hold on. I'm glad you said that, Rob. Why you got to do that, Rob?
That's only a courtesy.
The reason why I say that,
because at any point that you feel that other party lost, and it could have been something that happened, and you hurried up and paid the other guy, and the other guy comes and say, hey, man, don't pay him off, this is what happened. It could have been a track, lightning fluxer, and caused a problem. A kid could have ran across the track, or he dabbed. It could have been anything. Before you pay,
yeah,
it's a courtesy.
A
hey, man, what you...
But hold
you
on,
call,
Rob.
Did everything
it,
go
what difference do all that make if you gave him the money to make the decision? What difference do all that make?
And because right. the whole thing is courtesy. You don't want somebody paying off your money.
No, no, no. No, don't change it. You said it's courtesy. You said that he's supposed to do it.
If a DP money pay off the money about what he knows, it's because he didn't know the track rules. That's your fault if you pick this dumb ass.
Here's the deal with that.
Well,
Hey, dog. Let me tell y'all. Hey, dog. You said something else too. You said that you go to the different people and you ask them. You know, or you say this, you explain whatever the rules is. Is that a courtesy, or do you think that you should, that you're supposed to do that?
It's a courtesy, but I try to do it just like D said to keep down, try to get as much understanding between the two races as you can, as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Can
everybody please hold on 1 second? Hey, dog. If me and somebody else lock in and. You are the DP man, and you're there when we do the lock in. What else understanding do you need?
Well, I'm gonna show you, and I'm gonna use the one that everybody that's the only black spot I got on it for the people up north. When Whittle ran it that time, he ran it on track rules. I didn't think nothing about it because, you know, we wasn't really mixing that much about north and south. So now that when he said track rules, we could hit the wall as long as we stayed on the outside. So I didn't think none of it until it happened. When Randy said, oh, we won, he hit the wall. And I'm saying, what the hell Randy talking about? That's old shit. That's why I didn't, but Whit did say it and Randy said, okay. Whit said, we running track rules. And he said, okay. And of course, if we running in the south, our rules was you can hit the wall as long as you stay on the side. Because I'm the DP man, and that's the same way I know it. But I say you ought to go there and talk to Red and explain to them, and at least get them their money back. Since they running on track rules. If you hit the wall, you pull the loop.
Let me say this here, Sinclair. Check this out. And see, that was a discrepancy right there because they said, I wasn't there. They said we're running track rules. There's no track rule in America that lets you hit the wall.
Rip, you forgot what I said, Rip. I said down south,
right.
That's what we did.
Right,
you
down
know,
south.
We did.
That's what you all do. Right, that's what y'all do. That's what I'm saying. There's no track rule. And this, I'm trying to get at that. This is why he tries, because I used to sit on the show, and he laughed at me. But I said, as they give me the tip, I said, I'm going to ask the guy. You understand what he just said? At first, they said, I shouldn't do that. Now they see why I said do it. I'm saying, you want to get as much clarity as you can between the two partners that's racing, because it eliminates the problem. But here's something else we got to remember.
The problem came up when we started racing each other. When y'all stayed at y'all house and raised at y'all house, with no problem. Y'all know how y'all race. When we stayed at our house, with no problem, you know that. When we started mixing this everything up, that's when the problem come in.
Definitely. Exactly. But here's what I want to get out. And I know where this is going to. When you give, first thing is you need to know who you're giving your money to. That's the first thing you need to do. And Preacher was saying something, man, I said, a DP man has got to have a backbone. So when I put that bomb rush on him, he got to be hold on. All that hooping and hollering you doing ain't moving me. You see what I'm saying? He's got to have that. That's not moving me. Best thing you can do is calm down and let's get this thing together so I can pay you. Because all that threatening me, and it would create another problem. And that's what I mean by having a backbone. But once he make a decision, man, that's it. If it went against you, and I know, I'm trying to stay away from it, but I know where everybody's trying to get at. And it takes a strong man, you hear me? A real man to turn around and say, I did something wrong. Because the average joke ain't going to say he was wrong. That nigga a real man. But at the end of the day, when the man make his decision, he ain't got to go talk to who lost or who won. All his decisions will be based upon what Rob said, being the bully, and what Dog said. When that bully and Dog went down that track, before they stayed, they gave him the rules they was raising. They call them Grudge rules. Dog had his, and the bullet had his. The DP man, if it's in his preference, he going to make a decision based on what those two guys say. If you didn't
That's
like
right.
it, you got to live with it. If
That's
you
right.
like it, and I don't like it, I got to live with it. That's all to that, man. Stop putting that pressure on them. They got enough. DP man got enough pressure on them as it is trying to call the race right.
Right.
You can't get your Puerto Rican Junior, your mic is open.
What up, June?
June, you there? Hello?
You'll probably go
okay.
to give him a call.
You can't get your money to raise
talk. Vic, your mic is open.
Whoever you give it to you, you got to live with his decision. I mean, you got to learn. People got to learn. You just got to live with his decision once he make it. Or she, whoever it is
like,
that's got that money.
At that race, me and Three Lug was locked in the run at 6 o'clock. We was getting ready to head up to the lanes, and actually it was right at 6 o'clock. Three Lug came over to the trailer and said, look, neither one of us in the lane. Let's change the time. No, I take that back. First, earlier that day at 4, because we was locked in to run at 4. He came over and he was like, it's hot. Let's wait till 6 o'clock. And I said, well, I got to talk to my guys and make sure they cool with that. And he was like, cool. So I talked to my guys and we was cool. Everybody said, okay, cool. We locked in. We changed the time to 6 o'clock. Okay. At 6 o'clock, neither one of us was in the lane, in the staging lane. We up there, was in the staging lane. Three Lord came over and said, hey, neither one of us is in the lane. It's 6 o'clock. I need to make another shakedown. I said, cool. We said, cool. So Three Lug said, if I don't get down the track at 7 o'clock, I'm paying y'all. Well, we're going to race at 7 o'clock or I'm going to pay y'all. Three Lug went up, made a pass, couldn't get down the track, came right over and said, I can't get down the track, whatever. Here go your money. And, I mean, the problem is nowadays is,
stand up,
you know,
people.
Right. And everybody, and Three Lug be on some shit sometime, but that's one day I commend him. He came over and he did everything like a man. He stood up like a man. But it's just so many people always trying to bullshit and play word games and all that when, you know, it shouldn't even be like that. If you motherfuckers want to race, it's all about racing at the end of the day. You know, why do we always have to come into some bullshit instead of racing?
Vic, it's because money changed people. Like I told you,
man,
me and
money,
Lenny raced for $2,000. Listen, me and Lenny raced for $2,000.
Right.
When we lost, I told Lenny before we raced, after the race, you come see me or I come see you. When I lost, I went to go pay Lenny, but Lenny ran into me. He's like, here. I said, there your money is, Lenny. We didn't bullshit. We racing.
Right. It shouldn't have to be
like
no
that.
Bullshit. It shouldn't have to be. I mean, there's always somebody that's going to be on bullshit, but at the same time, dude, we all in the same fucking game. We all in the same neighborhoods and this and that. Dude, why can't everybody just do what the fuck they're supposed to do? Race or not race?
Because you have men and you have boys. That's the problem.
It all depends. You're putting up light bill money and gas bill money.
Well, if you can't bet, then your motherfucking ass shouldn't be out there putting up no money that you ain't got.
You got a point there.
Well, there's a lot of them do
you know,
that.
Everybody get on this prize shit, too. I mean, dude, it's racing, man. At the end of the day, this racing ain't got nothing to do with my wife, what my wife look like, my kids look like, none of that shit, dude. And everybody always trying to make this shit personal. It's racing, man.
Man. But they do, Vic. That's the problem. And then when that shit hit them in the ass, it's a problem. Then it goes elsewhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It flares up so fast. And see, everybody think that some people get away with certain things because that's the person you deal with. Vic, y'all have been knowing me for 100 years. Everybody knows how I talk on this phone. So I'm allowed to say anything. Just because I do it, don't make the next man to do it. And see, that's what caused the problem. Everybody want to wear somebody else's shoes. You can't do that. We got a different relationship than a lot of people.
Well, all I want to do, I'm telling you, it's just like this. All I want to do is fucking race. Either I'm going to win or I'm going to lose. If I lose, I'm going to pay. And I want to be paid. Point blank.
That's what I feel about it. That's what I'm going to do. When I win, I want to get paid. When I lose, get your money up. Have a nice one. We'll try it again later.
That's it. Exactly.
That's why I was trying to explain to them. Why are they trying to make a big deal out of something they didn't even receive? We're not bitching about it. The man got his money. He had a nice day, and he had a beautiful show. We enjoyed ourselves. Hell, let's go on with the next thing. Leave that shit
now,
alone.
Sham, all right, now, I'm done with that. Sham, your car ready?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm ready to race, goddammit.
Damn, y'all gonna let Saturday go to waste? All day testing too?
What day they done met?
Hold on. Let me get them. Hold on. Somebody from Day-Day might be on here. Day-Day, if you're on the mic, press the one button. Let me see something.
Saturday, all day testing
too. It's testing
too
on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All weekend. Yep. Friday,
y'all,
Saturday, and Sunday.
Y'all gonna let it go to waste?
Uh-oh. Damn, all these. Wait a minute. Hold it. Let me see. 773-2500. Who is that?
It's Day-Day.
Day-Day, what up with
what
it?
Up?
There you go.
What up,
Joe?
What up? Hey, man,
what
we gonna do, man? What we gonna do? I ain't got enough for you with Toe Tagger. I wanna run y'all with my 87.
What are you
like
trying to
y'all.
Do?
This weekend?
What? Well, I heard one out of town this weekend. All right,
well, when you ready, let me know.
All right, well, I mean, when you come back, we can do something. I ain't got no problem with that. I already told you that.
Okay, cool. Let me know, because I'm ready to go.
And like back on
with
y'all.
Like
well, hold on, I'm going to get back to that. But back on, like y'all was saying, when y'all be talking about the lock-in, that's why when everybody comes to me about a race, that's why I say I don't lock-in. If you see me at the track, you want to race, let's race, man, because it'd be too much BS. And
exactly.
I don't be with the BS. We're going to race, we're going to race. That's it,
but
that's
the
all.
Whole thing is, if you want to race, it's quite simple. Me and you locked in, we ain't had no problems.
Exactly. You
we
know
put
that.
The money
exactly.
together and we race. That's it.
Exactly.
At the
exactly.
end of the race, I lost. You got paid. Point
right.
blank. All that extracurricular bullshit, man, is just that. Bullshit.
Exactly. That's why I don't say nothing. I sit back, be myself. Anywhere I go, I'm going to be the same person. Ain't nothing going to change. Whether I win or lose, I'm still going to be the same person.
Exactly.
But yeah, how you want to do the race? How you want to do it?
Head up.
All right, let me see what Herb say. I mean, like I say, I ain't got no problem with it. If Herb gonna drive, he can drive. It is what it is to me, bro. I don't get him.
Right. I feel you, and that's why I say, when you find out, just let me know.
Okay, I got you, bro.
All right.
Oh, okay, hold on. Brother Lee, your mic is open.
Uh-huh. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
I hear all the lies out of everybody want to party. Let me ask you a question. And they can take it how they want to take it. What is this talk show for?
Are you asking me that?
Answer that question. Yeah, I'm asking you. Anybody can answer. What is this talk show for? Because there's a lot of people on there for a reason.
Well, the talk show is for everybody.
It's a lot of different reasons why people won't hear Leon. But go ahead. Y'all ask.
They don't
go ahead.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Everybody got a piece.
Before everybody.
Making a voice.
Yes, but before we even got to opinion, I remember when these shows first started, these shows started for people to get together and lock in a race because all the BS is going on. Back then, everybody's words was okay. But at the same token, we are only showing the voice of our opinion and talk about certain things. But at the end of the day, when I came on these talk shows was over here to lock in a freaking race. Now, I don't care how nobody feels or everybody got their own opinion. But when you get on this goddamn phone and you talk about racing and a motherfucker want to lock in problems, it ain't no BS in it. If I tell you I'm going to be there at a certain time, I'm not there, you get your money. I don't care what time, you were half a minute late. You talk shit on Wednesday, but here it is Saturday, you're supposed
okay.
to race. And you ain't there on
hold
time.
On, y'all.
I don't have shit to do with that.
You
okay,
should,
I
you
heard
should
what you
be there.
Hold on,
but that's what these shows is. Hold on, man. Let me finish. That's
what
these shows is for. It ain't got nothing to do with. It ain't got nothing to do with people complaining about their own time or you're tired of the BS. Man, this is part of God's race. If you can't
okay,
take it that way, don't talk to
you late when you
can't
see Melvin. You was an hour late. Did you pay Melvin? When you got to the track, you was an hour late. Did you walk up to Melvin and say, here's your lockup money?
Tell me what you want me to answer.
I want you to answer now.
I told Skid to go over there and pay the man. And I went no hour late. I was 15 minutes late. I told Skid to go over there and pay him. And the man said, he ain't taking my money. I gave him the same thing he did for me. So he waited for me. That's what he did. And I did the same
but
thing to him.
Listen to what you just said. Okay, but listen to what you said. We got options on what we want to do with ours, just like y'all had options. Maybe Kel might have didn't want some money.
But I'm not talking about y'all race. I'm just talking about in general. I hear the people talk about if you're 5 minutes late or you're half a minute late. But you talk shit on Wednesday and you race on Saturday. You should be there, race ready to go. That's all
I'm
saying.
You
don't get mad.
It's still everybody's opinion if they want to take the money or not. It's your
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, this is what we have these talk shows for people to get in and lock in the race. And the fans going to come see it on Saturday because they ain't got to work and they can go see a grudge race. But see, I said this 5 years ago, we have to stop playing with this money. People play games with this money. If I say I'm going to be somewhere and I'm not there, that money going to be there for you to get your money. But it ain't no need to use excuses. You wear their own time or you tired of the game playing what people do, you know, because you involve a lot of people. Some people ain't even racing, and they all in the goddamn conversation.
You're 100% right.
These shows right now today, you can't even lock a freaking race in on the show without you got 8 people coming and talking, and you got to go in the background and lock a freaking race in. That's what the talk show for, to lock a race in. Because when I came on these shows, that's all I heard. You get your man and lock your man in the ring, run when you want to run. But now you can't even lock a race in on these freaking shows. Because everybody want to talk shit on Wednesday, but you want to act like a baby and get fed a bottle on Saturday. Bullshit.
Okay, hold on, Australia. Hold on 1 second. I didn't mean to cut you off, but Vic, who else you looking for? Wait a minute. Here go Vaughn. Vaughn, you open. Let me open Vaughn. He called some names. They can't do it into because Herb ain't going to be here. Did you call somebody else's name, Vic?
I called nobody's name, but who wants some
trouble? No. You did. You called Day-Day's name.
No,
okay,
I
that
Day-Day.
Expired.
Yeah, okay. And I
okay,
said,
I'm just saying. Was that it? Vaughn, you open. Come on.
Okay, Mr. Promoter. Okay, Vaughn, get on here. God damn it, ain't no shame in my game. Shit.
No, don't get your panties in a bunch. This ain't got nothing. I just called because I opened his mic.
Y'all got 3 days.
Hello. What up, child?
What up?
What's up?
What's up? Vic, calm down, man. You all aggressive and shit. Calm down, Vic.
Man, because I'm sick of motherfuckers talking shit, and they all this. I'm getting ready to be ready, and motherfuckers still ain't ready. So now what?
Ooh. Yeah, your ass be ready to go, Vic. You got to get their ass tied. You on their ass. I ain't nothing, though.
Y'all got 3 days.
Motherfucker had a whole motherfucking year on. Motherfucker still ain't ready. So fuck.
Put a name on it, Vic.
Y'all got
every
3 days.
Motherfucker that ain't ready.
Huh?
Put a name on it.
I got to put a specific name on it. Every motherfucker that ain't ready.
Well, Vic, you're talking about me. I ain't ready. I ain't going to lie. I ain't even trying to say nothing different. I ain't ready. Well,
boy, I heard you talk about your car, so you ain't. I guess you don't count, cause I ain't heard you talking about that motherfucker at all.
Well, I just want a motherfucker. No, it's not ready. It ain't no. What did I just say? It's not ready.
Yeah.
I went out, I broke it, and I'm fixing it.
Since the super promoter calling your name, Vaughn, what's up?
Who calling my name?
Sam.
Damn.
motherfucking main one motherfucker that ain't ready.
Paul, man.
Hey, Vic. Well, yeah. Cut it out, man.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
But y'all got 3 days.
Show him. He got the same 3 days I got. Tell him again.
Vic trying to say, who's going to get a Father's Day ass whooping?
We going to play with Vic next week or the week after next. We going to play with Vic.
I got that weak-ass toe tag. I got that weak-ass toe tag and that everybody needs their ass so motherfucking weak. But, hey, that motherfucker is ready to go.
Damn, it got quiet. Hello.
it'll be like that when you got three open days.
I guess ain't nobody ready to fuck with, but we gonna be gone this weekend, that's all. We'll see your motherfucker next weekend, something like that.
Unbelievable.
Lord, how much?
Unbelievable. Hey, Sam, I need a motherfucking shirt. I need a shirt.
Man, if one more person asked me about that shirt.
Hey, what that shirt going to say?
I got you.
Unbelievable.
I got you, Vic. You in White Castle.
Unbelievable.
Nails on my bumper.
You going to say unbelievable?
Unbelievable. On one side, it's going to say, hey, I want a new shirt. I want one side to say unbelievable, and then I want the other side to say, really.
Oh, really?
Vic, y'all might have to go out of town, Vic, because it's like that's where all the racing going on, man. That's what's ready. I'm out of town, Kyle. Local Jokers ain't ready yet.
Vic ain't going to have to go out of town. I'll give him all the smoke he's looking for. He ain't going to have to go nowhere.
He might have to move around. You know, you wait the break. You know how when you wait, the bridge break.
He can just sit on his head so I get back. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Where are y'all going, Von? It's going to rain in the south, so see, y'all might as well say yes up here.
Hey,
Von. Yeah, nah, I got to go anyway. Huh? What up?
I'm going to beat your ass again, and I'm going to feed you again.
Hey, man. We ain't got nothing to talk about when that motherfucker, we get this day together.
Hey,
I'm all right, because I'm doing good now. I was mad you had my money. But they didn't went so far off your ass. I was straight now. But now I got that.
They ain't shit, but it's all good. He won the race. That's all he did. He won the race.
Nah, he won the race. I'm talking about as far as you was holding.
Hey, Von, listen to me. After I whoop your ass, I want to see if you're going to be on video shooting off your motherfucking guns this time.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah, what up?
That's what we're saying.
What up?
Hello? Come on with it.
Can you hear me, Sam? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if Steve don't gotta work this weekend. If he don't gotta work this weekend, we're gonna take his Nova and go to your ass.
Let me know.
So yeah. I'm gonna
y'all
let you
got
know
three
something.
Days.
I'm gonna try to text him now. He might be asleep already. But if he ain't sleep and he ain't got to work, we'll try you Saturday, man.
Let me know.
All right.
Mm. It ain't that hard. Let me know. Just like that. Let me be all good. Let me know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got three open days.
I'm trying, y'all.
Hey, y'all, I love Lenny. Y'all see how Lenny locked in. get a nigga to go. I like that.
It don't take all that. It don't take nothing but what Lenny did. That's all it takes. It don't take all that bullshit.
Lenny makes shit happen. He like D.E. He makes shit happen.
I just like to have fun. That's all.
Now, exactly. You know it, now, all you motherfuckers that ain't ready, y'all needs to be in the garage. What the fuck y'all on this talk show for?
I'm in the garage, but I ain't doing this motherfucker clean up. I'm here cleaning
all
up.
All I know is you better not never tell nobody you ain't ready. I know that.
If I'm not ready, if they say something, you better not say I ain't ready.
That's my point. Exactly. Exactly.
My whole point is, listen, man, you had all fucking ready.
I can say, I'm not arguing your point. I'm just saying anybody can say you. It's a reason why you ain't ready. Whatever the reason is, you just ain't ready.
That's true.
Now, some people, they can be ready all they want, and they still ain't going to go. That's
something
damn different.
Right. You damn right, especially that video vixen. You know who the video vixen is, don't you?
Who is the video vixen?
That's that goddamn tidy bowl.
Oh.
Hey Vic,
I beg to differ though. I beg to differ. If boss ready, if he ready to go, he gonna race. He'll race. He must not be ready. If he was ready, then I think he would race.
Well, he needs to stop sending out videos.
Unbelievable. Oh my goodness grief. Do anybody else got anything? Vic, come on here, disrupting the show. All the mics is open. Take it easy. Your blood pressure up. Take it easy. Oh,
your
my goodness. Nope, he ain't racing this year.
Did he say that? Did you say that, Sam?
No, I'm saying he ain't racing this year.
Okay,
what else y'all got?
Let me sit some towels up in there.
All these people on the mic, that's all y'all got?
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I ain't got no response from Steve yet, but she does say he'll take a car in the break.
I'm not giving no motherfucker nothing but a lane. Get your ass up.
All I did was tell you, sir. That's it. That's all.
I mean,
That's cool. I'm not giving nobody nothing.
That's all. And I'm cool with that. But I'm just saying I'm not giving nobody nothing. If motherfuckers want to race me, they better come be able to run me head the fuck up.
And the only reason why I said that was because I know he ready to go, and he ain't got to work, and he ready to go, and that's what he said. But that's what I asked you. And as soon as
I
hear back from Steve, if I don't hear back something tonight, I guarantee you I'll let you know something by tomorrow. By tomorrow around noon, 1 o'clock, one way or the other.
No problem, brother. We got no problem.
Mm-hmm.
We good. I'm not giving nobody nothing. Everybody say that motherfucking toe tag is crawling. I'm not giving no motherfucking stuff. Get up there.
Hello? Anybody else?
Yeah, man.
What is this? Super quiet. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Okay.
I got a question.
I didn't mean to come on your show and try to disrupt everybody, but I just want to race, goddamn.
Hey,
I got
do
a
your
question,
thing.
Big Sam.
Go ahead, kid.
They keep hollering about 41 and they're hooking. Why don't they come up with some donations and buy some glue?
I can't tell it ain't hooking. Shit.
Well, it's hard for you to tell that, champ. You didn't even get out of the track.
I'm pretty sure the track officials will use that glue to your, you know, however you want them to use. All they got to do is buy some glue. Yeah.
Hey, kid, ain't nothing wrong with 41. Ain't nothing wrong with that motherfucker.
Oh, okay, then. No, a lot of people holler about it ain't hooking and can't on.
Shit.
Donate to buy some glue.
Well, for no, they need to learn how to test and tune their car.
Oh, okay.
I want his car.
You can stop all that bullshit in the can out.
Yeah,
you don't think it's hooking? Donate to buy some glue.
Say it again, man. Say it again.
Motherfuckers come up there and prep the track themselves, and they still ain't gonna get. They gonna still not get down the track.
I'm pretty sure the track official will use that glue to, you know, however you want them to use it. All you gotta do is donate it.
Hey, what? Let me ask a question. What? When you talk about a particular track and you say, oh, the track they this or they not that or it ain't hooking, okay. And then you go to a whole nother track, and your car is doing the same damn thing. What is it then? I'm curious. Because I know these cars, they go to another track, and they can't get down the track. So what is it then? I'm just curious to know. And the track they go to is supposed to be a stellar track. But they still can't get down the track. So what's the problem then?
Whoever they chassis man or they tuner is.
No, but they not saying nothing about. They not saying this track ain't shit. They ain't saying nothing about that track. I don't understand. I'm not really clear on how that works.
Because when everybody want to bash 41.
Let me ask you a question now.
What you say, Sensei?
I just want to throw this in just in case. Is this a deal to where they're not getting out of track and they got a race locked in, or is it just not getting out of track, period? If it's a situation where they got a race locked in, they can't get out of track.
To put some glue
it could
down.
Be.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you know what it really is, man? It's just like this. Everybody got an asshole, and it's like excuses.
Hey, Perm, I heard you say that. Can you answer the question I asked? What happens when you go to the track that's got all the glue that you think you could put down and you can't get down the track then? What is it then?
I mean, if you're having car problems, then you have a car problem. But, shit, you would know the difference if you get down that motherfucker.
No, I know.
Is your car
that,
ready,
no,
Perm?
Is that you back? That's Vaughn.
Is your car ready?
Yeah, I'm back.
I'll let you know.
Oh, man, you motherfuckers kill me. All my shit for sale. Everybody want to buy a toe tagger? That motherfucker for sale. Want to buy it?
Yeah, I'll give you $50.
Bring it. Come on.
Meet me on motherfucking 90. Man, fuck that. 41 need to put some glue down. Now, how y'all feel about that?
What's not wrong with the track?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what, you know, that's how you feel. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's your opinion.
Oh, okay.
I'm back. What I missed?
I didn't see nobody answer the question. Nobody had an answer.
How you feel about him?
Can you repeat that question again, Sam? Let me hear you again.
When people complain about 41, talking about you don't have enough glue or whatever they complain is, it don't matter. It's not this, it's not that. You can't get down the track. But then you go to another track, and it's supposed to be a stellar track, in your eyes or whoever's eyes, and they can't get down the track at that track. What is the problem? I'm trying to understand. Let me finish the question. If it's the track, then when you get to that track, you should be zooming down that joker then, I would think.
It
shouldn't be no problem.
I'd imagine so. Automatic slow. Oh, okay. If you don't have no issues, automatic slow. I mean,
okay.
Just me personally, I mean, I've seen the difference. That's all I'm saying. I've seen the difference.
Yeah, we can't say we got to admit though we have seen some fast guys go down 41.
You have absolutely. I mean, you can get down 41, but I mean, why you possibly got to retune your car, all kind of shit. But why you want to do that?
Well, if you had another
all of us on this phone have witnessed 41 though. All of us on this phone have witnessed 41 with prep right. Some of the fastest cars around can make it down the track with prep right.
Absolutely, I agree. But
ask this question at your event. Take the ugly hooker away. You're not gonna count the ugly hooker. Who else had problems getting down 41?
Who got all that noise in the background, man?
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay.
I'm
take the ugly hooker out the picture. What other car had a problem getting down 41? Big Sam Ray.
I'm gonna say just like this here. Whoever say they don't put out enough glue, why don't you go learn how to tune your car? Because I just left down in Donaldson, and I didn't care how much glue they had on the fucking car. That goddamn John Gotti was knocking them off. So it ain't the track, it's you. Quit trying to do what everybody else do, and you don't go racing enough to get your car figured out. Because I just seen I just seen Scotty. I ain't seen Scotty all year. Scotty came right up down there and went down the fucking track. So you guys want glue, go down south where they give you glue and see who you can whoop. Because I bet you can't whoop nobody down in Alabama or down in the radio tech places.
Stop hollering about the track being glue.
I saw
two cars had a problem with the hooker of 41 since they raced.
Y'all doing what everybody else do. You can't even figure your own program out.
I just want to say this, and you can see it how you want to, you can say it how you want, how you feel. But my point being this, if a motherfucker puts some glue down, you will attract more faster and better cars to that motherfucker. Say it won't happen.
Faster don't win no race, though.
Say
you got to be
happen.
Fast. Whatever you be fast,
man,
don't win.
I'm just saying. Say it won't happen. What's so wrong about changing the reputation of the track?
Let me tell you one way to change the reputation of the track. It's for the guys.
One way to change the reputation of the track
is for the guys that call their home track to stop bashing it. That's one way to change it.
Exactly.
Second thing,
why they bash it?
Everybody can't talk at the same time. I swear they can't.
Right, you're right.
Another thing is that if you want to attract faster cars, as someone just said, better cars, you got, and it hurts me to say it, but one young man on the phone said all the time, what you want me to come in for if you don't have anything equivalent to them? What would a Stevie Fast come to 41 for when there's nothing for him to run for? No one's running. What are you coming for? You attracting cars right now.
The same reason they go to the little tracks in Alabama.
Lord.
The same reason they go there.
Cars that are running. They got cars that are running.
Okay, you, well,
if you
why
the
you
car,
don't go down
if,
to Bama
you
if you want
the
groove? If you want
make the track,
if you want
the
groove, why you
don't
go down
to
Bama?
I do.
Man, he ain't going to the
motherfucker. I do when
not
I can.
Going to the
every time I can.
Tracks here, so what good is he going down south?
All they got to do is give
hey,
a donation. They'll buy some glue.
Hey,
give a donation.
Hey,
they'll
hey,
buy some glue.
I will. I will. I have offers. Shit. I have offers.
They can stop all
that. Hold on. Hey, kids.
Yeah.
At Shams Race, I drove two cars. One on
yep.
the regular and one on the slick. And didn't have a problem getting down the track with 9 cars.
Am I? Okay. All right. Now, all right. Okay. Yeah, y'all just
Vic, slow. Your passes don't count because both of your cars slow, Vic. So that shit don't
slow
count.
To the motherfucker.
Okay,
hey, Perm. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, what is a good track? Is it now? Is it such thing as a the stickier it is for the radio? That's a good track. So, if it's not a radio prep, it's not a good prep. Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. Not necessarily, Sham. Not necessarily, but a consistently prepped track, man. All them tracks down. If you go, I'm saying like them tracks down south ain't no better than 41. Ain't
no
facilities. Some of the facilities ain't even better than 41. But they put prep on that motherfucker. So them motherfuckers come down there with them fast-ass cars because them tracks be prepped, man. So if you keep your fucking tracks prepped consistently, they will come. That's all I'm saying.
How many people up here runs radio? How many people up here know run
well,
radio?
We
few,
not even – hold on. Let me say this, Perm. If you think about down south, the people go to the track every day. Them people have to – we don't go to no track enough. We don't even go to the track enough for that. I mean,
that's
just my opinion
an excuse, so
for what you're
excuse.
Saying.
So you can use that as an excuse we don't go to the track every day.
No. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. Them people race every day down there. Them people is – I mean, and it ain't just once. They eat, drink, and live the track.
So what?
That's what I'm saying.
I do, too. You do, too.
No. You miss it. You're missing my point.
Hey, Sam.
No. No,
I'm gonna say
you missed the point.
Every motherfucker on his phone wakes up thinking about racing. Go to sleep thinking about racing. Why the hell you carry your ass up the old dry ass Union Grove and your car couldn't even get off the sideline because it kept breaking?
Cause my car piece
what
of shit.
What glue got to do with it?
Because my car piece of shit. But I'm just
blue
saying,
ass
all I'm saying is, listen, Leakin, listen to what I'm saying. If they prep them trucks consistently, I ain't talking about me because I ain't shit, but I'm saying I know that if motherfuckers prep them trucks consistently, God damn it, they will come.
They say he wasn't coming back to 41. They went back
and
in two minutes time. I think they go out
been
and check real nice.
Zay Kai have not been performing, so he's trying to get down any fucking track. That's why he went to 41.
Okay.
That's
what you're supposed to do.
Okay,
but see, Scotty Kai
ain't
been Scotty Kai all year.
He looked pretty good to me going down 41.
And it's still
backtracked.
He looked mighty good to me.
Junior, your mic is
y'all
open.
Need, y'all got all the time.
Hey, Sham. Let me ask you a question.
Trayvon, y'all got any sounds in there without
me? Hey, Vaughn, mute your mic.
This in general, I'm asking this question. The crew that's at 41 right now, how long have they been there?
This is their first year.
Okay. Now, the average track, whether it's down south whether it's Martin, Michigan, the crews that are there have been there for years. They know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So being that this crew is just, it's a new crew, they're learning the process. 41 has taken, hold on, 41 has taken the steps to try to improve. But you cannot accept, let's say, has a year under its belt learning to be able to compete against a track that's been running for 20, 30 years. And that crew has been there for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. The majority of those tracks down south, those are the same owners, the same crews. Another thing is this. The more passes, the more cars that go down that track, right now 41 is what's considered still a green track. We don't have enough guys making enough passes. I'm going to show you an example. 41 in a week may get 100 cars to go down the track. Now you take a track like Macon, in a week they might have 1,000 cars go down that track.
Exactly.
You know, so
that's what I was trying to say.
But when you look
at it ain't enough.
Realistically.
I'm sorry.
When
That was my point.
Doesn't have the experience. There's no way. Okay, let me stop for a second. How many years has the Grove been open? How many years has that crew been there? And tell me how the track condition is at the Grove. Hello?
It's not the best. I can tell you, it's not the best.
Okay. But yet, 41, which is the only one that really somewhat accepts us, is the one that we beat up the most. But you don't hear that about Byron. You don't hear that about 66
nope.
when it was open. You don't hear that about
right,
the Grove, which the Grove has been open for 50, 60 fucking years.
Exactly.
Tell them again. The only one that the
again.
Only ones that kill, I say it as a people, we kill 41 more than anybody. Because I'm going to tell
if you own a restaurant
and all I hear is, man, my food's some shit here, why the fuck would I want to go there? Why would
I'm
not
going there for? Exactly.
Come on, man.
Why am I going there?
Now,
hey, Joe,
one more step. For all of those that got their cars ready, I'm asking a question. How many laps a week do you put in at 41?
They're
okay.
not even going
hey,
to
Sham,
the
I'm
event.
Going back.
If it's not,
I'm going back.
If it's not an
go.
Event,
there
they're
go.
Not even going
hey,
to
Sham,
the
Hey,
event.
Hey, can I say something?
I said it a few minutes ago. Why would a 370-380 car come to 41 to race when there's nothing even look like a 470 car there? It's just not going to do it. It's ludicrous to even think that way.
Well, listen, I can tell y'all this. Y'all know the Grove is my track. I race at the Grove.
Yeah.
I come straight to 41, and I can come off the trailer and go right down the track and have no issue.
Hey, Preacher Boy, can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, now, we've been testing at the Grove, and the car made a pass, but we brought the car to 41 for the first time and went way faster than we went at the Grove.
Simple shit.
Simple shit. Off the trailer, man. Way faster.
I knew another car. I knew another car that said it went faster than they ever been. I did it since they raced. It went faster. But again, man, over and over, I must say it. If you're gonna continue to bash me, and Junior just hit the same thing. Why would I try to perform for you? You don't like what I do, no way.
Exactly.
I'm thinking if you're gonna get a $5 car,
damn if they don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have $5 cars or them big end cars to run the kind of cars you want to get here, except the ones that you get and give them a good service. And like I said earlier, take the ugly hooker away. No one had a problem getting down 41.
Hey, listen. Listen to me. I ain't trying to knock nobody's shit, but I'm going to tell y'all just like this. Half of the people that's complaining got junk any motherfucking way. So What difference do it make? They tell me they can't get out of
track. That's a whole different picture there.
No, but I'm saying, though, you're going to knock the
track. Y'all got a thousand
people. Right.
Fuck that weak-ass shit.
Your car wasn't sitting aside then.
Well, Pern, I tell you what, Pern. Get your car
what,
together,
bitch?
Whatever track you what, get your car like you ready, whenever you ready. Get your car together, and we can go to any.
Okay.
I'm going to follow you to any track you want to go to, and I'm going to beat your ass.
Okay.
Now, how you like that?
I love that.
I still, hey, Perk. And I still
what?
Love you, my son. I still love you, my son. Said,
hey, Vic, I love all y'all, man. Y'all don't know I love all y'all, but I don't like some weak-ass excuses, man, y'all out there putting, man. Fuck that shit, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with the track.
No,
it's a great track, but it could be better, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Absolutely.
It's brand new.
It's not,
it's
not an excuse. It's the reality of it.
I could have got $200 million.
The
track
is
a decent surface right now. It's a really nice, decent surface. And guess what?
So,
if they put
so
some, some glue down on that motherfucker, there'll be some motherfuckers coming up there to make some passes, man.
So it needs conditioning. It needs conditioning.
That motherfucker, hey. That I could see that motherfucker coming alive with some glue. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I was trying to say. Exactly what Junior said. You got to have cars going down the track. If you ain't got, you talking
but
about,
right.
I mean, you love it. I love it.
All
everybody
right,
love it.
Hey,
but if you ain't got your
right,
car going
right.
down the
y'all
track,
right.
then it's,
y'all
you, it, it's
right.
pointless.
Y'all all right. Y'all all right. I'm just talking because I just don't know. I'll just be talking shit.
Well, no, that's not, it's not that
you
don't know.
Are
but
you
the reality
to putting, are you contributing
the reality
to
putting
rubber down on
if
the track?
Not, if you don't condition it, you're not going to get nowhere. You could put 100,000 gallons of glue there. If it's not conditioned, it ain't going to do shit. It ain't going to do nothing.
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Junior. I agree
and the condition,
wholeheartedly with you. But
Hey, June, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you go to a track and they'll say they'll prep the track sometimes. I'm not saying all case scenarios, but they'll say they'll prep the track and then they'll say let a few cars go down the track. Why do they say that?
To get some rubber down. Get some bite in.
Sam, listen. Just because they put glue down don't make the track hook. It can make the track worse if they keep putting glue down, man.
This is true. I'm trying to make a point of him saying
also,
that they're not putting glue down. I'm saying you just can't put glue down. You got to have people, the car going down.
Hey, Sam, have you ever seen a motherfucker go through, have you ever been to a track where they put one of them tracks down there where you can just be opening up and there ain't no cars went down the track but that motherfucker nice and sticky and the fastest motherfucker trying to be the first motherfucker on that track?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
But
now,
in that same scenario, have you ever seen that same guy? Oh, wait. That same guy, have you ever seen him break the tires?
Now hold on.
This is
the thing. You rolled into the track. Tell me how many hours they spent dragging, spraying. They didn't just
shit,
say, you know what, I'm going to go
here?
Out there, I'm going to spray
wrong
one
doing
that. That goes back to the condition. If these guys, two things you can look at. Either they're lazy or they don't know. Or they're learning. Three, actually. So now you have to pick which one it is. If it's that they're lazy and don't want
to
do it.
We do
business
trying to get a
gas. If it's that they're lazy and don't want to do it.
What about being cheap? How about
then you're
being
never
cheap?
Cheap could be the same thing,
too. What about cheap?
That's also a fact.
But they could be.
That's
listen,
also
if they
a fact.
Don't know, they're wasting. If they don't
but
know what they're doing, they're wasting.
I would look at it like this. There's no way that they would spend the money they did regrooving, scraping, and doing all of that, and now you're going to skimp on a $500-$600 55-gallon drum of fucking glue. There's no fucking way. That's retarded. That's retarded.
I talked with that man, Brandon Mass, himself, man. That man told me before he ordered them a rotator. He ordered them a rotator. They don't got that. He ordered all kind of shit with them they don't get.
Don't look like me.
If you're from Chicago, put a sleep on the top.
Well, shit, then you know what?
Yeah, baby boy. If you don't know how to
Chicago,
use it, it's a waste.
In Chicago, you got two choices. Then if they ain't trying to get it together, yeah, that's the key word. Either carry your ass out on the street or carry your ass out of town, then, because you ain't got shit else coming.
I agree.
Or you.
I just hate it like that.
Us
Chicago guys be slick. That's it. That's all. You get down the track.
Every time.
Man.
Every
on
time.
The real. All you need is a slick.
Leon, that wasn't me.
That's not. And that ain't true because y'all see Mr. Bebop got down the track. They had a drag radio on.
I went to Hollis Springs
with them 33s and Willie Bobs, and I was down there something.
Anybody that know how to tune can get down the track.
Hey, yep. I agree,
there
but
you
Lenny,
go. There you go.
Did they have to detune that motherfucker?
I don't know. But, I don't know what they did. I'm not in their crew. All I've seen is.
I bet they did.
Hey, well, do you think they detuned it to run a grudge race?
Yeah, they had to if they wanted to get the fuck down the track.
Because it would have been cheaper for them to pay the punk out than to detune it.
I don't think so. See, if you can detune it, still know you can whoop a motherfucking shoe.
Let me ask Charlie.
Oh, you got to
hit
Charlie.
I seen Hercules, and I seen John Gunn. They knocked the tires off all day, and they bare time they went back, they got a little further and a little further. Not just one. John Gotti, Hercules, Rock, all of them. The fast cars. But they knocked the tires off too, and they're just surface. I know they will. I didn't say they wouldn't, but the glue ain't got nothing to do with the type of cars. We shouldn't be using those cars. Control your own machine here. Because I done went everywhere and put them big tires with anybody without anybody.
Why would them cars come here? Those cars have no reason at all to come here.
What type of track is 131?
It's a premium track.
How many of them guys have been up there to 131 when there's something going on?
They come up there for peso races. You
yes.
know what I'm Some of them motherfuckers do be coming up there for peso races. You crazy as fuck. Yes, they do watch and see. I bet you they be up there for peso, one of them peso races, goddamn it, in September. Bet you that. Bet some money.
It don't matter,
had a race
support
last year.
Track.
He just had a
support
race this year.
Home.
Who was up the last year?
Support your own goddamn track.
Which one was that
peso
race last year?
I'll be at that motherfucker more than anybody.
I just want it to be a better track, man. What the fuck wrong with that?
Absolutely.
Get your car together.
My car is together, motherfucker. That
what?
Would
this go up?
Hey, Perm. What's a better track?
I mean, a more consistently prepped track, bro. I keep saying the same damn thing every time.
So how much more do you want them to prep it?
Just a little bit more. They can spray that motherfucker more.
Hey, Perm, why can't you blame your taxi man or something like that for the problem?
Why would I blame my taxi man? Shit. Why would I blame my taxi man for what?
Apparently, you don't understand you can't get down the track. That's why I'm asking you that.
Didn't nobody never hear me say I couldn't get down the track. Any car should be able to get down the track. I never said I couldn't get down the track. I just said just missing my whole point, like I'm just trying to kill the track. All I'm saying is it could be a better consistently prep track, man. That's all I see. That's all I mean. Really? Shit.
Okay, well, that goes for any track.
Right.
If you a racer, you gonna tune your
car. You right, Vic. All y'all right, man. I apologize. I'm not bad at 41.
I'll be at that motherfucker just as much as any one of y'all.
If any one of you motherfuckers race, I'll be at that motherfucker just as much as y'all, man.
I'm not trying to be on you or none of that. I'm just saying, if you a grudge racer or whatever, if you make a hit on your car and it don't go down the track, then you need to learn how to prep your car or do what it needs to get down that track.
I do agree. Every track going to be different to get down, but I do agree. But I'm just saying, if y'all don't understand what I'm saying, cool. I'm cool with that. Don't nobody, everybody want to grab, say what, I understand. Cool. I know I must be the odd man out. I'm the odd man out. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I always been like that. Shit.
You all right. I think that, baby.
I just want you to understand. When you mess with these tracks, you got to tune your car to what surface it is. If y'all was street, you can't tell the city to fix the street. What I'm telling you to do is get the car right to get down the goddamn track. You know when you come here,
I understand all that, preacher boy, but at the same time, If a motherfucker got some real power contender and goddamn it wanna leave hard at 41, they ain't gonna do it.
Block.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm pretty sure I'd have had a very good 60 at 41.
That big Sam better not mute my mic no more. I know that.
He muted our mic, Lee. He got me for that.
I know he better not mute my mic no more, Buggy Mo.
Oh, my God. I'm going down the line, Brother Lee.
I'm going over there talking to Shannon about that car. You mute my mic again.
I'm looking for the noise. Somebody making some noise. I'm going down. I'm mute one by one. Y'all just happen to be up there.
Hey, Sam, I know I've been to Florida. I've been to Macon. I've been over there. I just ain't met at the steel, but I done been to all them goddamn radio tracks. That goddamn drop top and went down through that motherfucker.
Even though it's Montgomery, Alabama. No matter what happens, it's going to always be somebody that ain't going to be happy, man. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Hey, wait, I'm trying to get that big time Willie down there.
Let the motherfuckers just crying. Keep crying. Because the babies ain't going to have nothing to do if they keep crying.
So if you got a motherfucker that don't want to get down the track, get rid of that motherfucker. Or figure it out. That silver motherfucker, we got tired of that bitch. Out. Gone. Bye-bye. And that shit.
Y'all got rid of that motherfucker because they blistered that bitch.
No, that ain't why we got rid of it. But I tell you what, get your ass ready. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to blister your ass. Get your motherfucking tie together. Motherfucker, Hold on. And you remember all that shit Dave was talking about, he'll run that burgundy car? I bet he won't.
Yeah.
I'll wait. I bet he won't.
I bet he will.
I bet he won't. I bet he won't. I bet he won't. You can't get him to lock his motherfucking ass in.
Not right now.
Get him on
not
there.
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Not right now.
The car ain't running right now. You all, you know the fucking car ain't right, bro. So I'm saying, talk
know,
all
I'm
that
pass.
Right now.
I don't,
and then wait till that motherfucker, when that motherfucker get right, then he, I'm sure he'll run. That shit didn't impress nobody. It impressed me.
Okay. Who the fuck you impressed? Nobody.
Exactly.
I mean, shit.
Y'all flew Kenny Hubbard in for that?
Okay, whatever we did it. Don't get mad because of what we did. Get your
shit. I ain't mad. I'm astonished.
You just threw it out there. Get your shit out.
I'm astonished. I was amazed. Shit, I was amazed.
Oh, okay. It don't matter, man. Get your motherfucking car ready. Get your program together. Don't worry about it. Hey, Rick.
Hey, you know something. I'm gonna tell you something.
What's
you
that?
Know something
What's
if
that?
I'm talking. I don't even say shit on this motherfucker. So you must know something if I'm talking.
Man,
I'm making a little noise, ain't I?
You got
I'm making a little noise, ain't I?
Listen to me.
I'm making a little noise, ain't I?
Listen to me. Listen to me. All
I'm making a little noise. I'm
going to
hit your ass
first. Listen to me.
Yeah, I'm going to blister your ass real soon.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm
going to
blister your ass real soon.
Yeah, that's what you thought a couple years ago, too. But what happened?
Well, that was a couple years ago.
Thought you had something sweet.
Years ago. I still think I got something sweet.
Well, get your,
I still think I got something sweet. I did.
What's taking you so long? That was 2 years ago. You still ain't there.
What? My money was taking me long.
Man, you ain't hurting for no money. You can stop that.
My money was taking
all
me
that
long
shit.
Time.
Well, you ain't hurting for no money. All that shit, all that high
dollar
shit you got on.
I mean, you just asked me, shit. You just asked me, and now you're going to tell me what my money was doing.
Perm, listen to me.
What, Rick?
All that high dollar shit I see you selling on Facebook, you ain't hurting for no motherfucking money. You can tell that shit to somebody else.
Why you think I'm telling it, Rick?
Because all that high dollar shit don't work.
Why you think I'm telling you,
that ain't no cheap shit.
Damn,
hey,
you right,
cheap
damn,
shit.
That's
you
good.
Right. You right, Vic. You right.
It's cheap shit.
You right, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I see Vic trying to go. Is there anybody else on the show tonight that's trying to go with Dede Ka?
Yes.
Besides Vic.
Are you a motherfucking promoter now?
I'm asking the question, Vic. I'm not talking to you. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I said anybody besides Vic.
I said yes.
Who?
Perm.
Who's that? Man, stop.
Perm. Hey, Perm, when you trying to lock in for Dede Ka this weekend?
You say what?
What? You trying to lock in for this weekend?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, it ain't gonna be this weekend. Her going out of town, bro.
Oh,
okay. Somebody run. What you trying to lock in for? Her?
I was trying to lock in Dede Ka.
I'm out of line.
Shit, I ain't.
me and Dede. Hey, little do you know, Dede have I called you this week?
Yeah, you called me.
Okay.
Hey, but Perry, you call everybody. That don't mean it resulted in the race, shit. You call everybody.
Hey,
that mean
it didn't result in the race. It did not result in the race, man. But I'm just letting you know. I call. I'm calling. I'll be calling.
Why you calling Dede? It sounds like Vic trying to race.
Dede,
you call Vic.
Because me and Dede have been discussing the race a long time ago. Everybody who discusses like
you,
I'm going to be calling you.
I wish you would call me.
I'm going to call you, Vaughn.
Hey, you're ready to play. Hey, listen, man. You're ready to play wrestling roulette with an AK to
call
me for a race. I'm
going to call you, Vaughn. You told me you was going to do something for me. I'm going to ask you for it.
Hey, man, okay. I need you to call me.
Hey, Vic, I'm going to call you. Hey, Vic, I'm going to call you. Don't worry about it. I'm going
to
call you.
I need to get some of that motherfucking money back that we gave Zay.
You ain't going to never do that.
As long as I keep fucking with you, I will.
I bet you won't.
I bet you. Let me know it.
I bet you won't. You're going to find out real soon.
Hey, listen, man. I don't know why you get your car certified and all that shit. That shit don't, you don't need no certification on that motherfucker.
Hey, you know why? Only reason why, because I might want to go to any truck I want to, man.
Man,
I mean, you
stop
know,
it, man.
What's wrong? Is something wrong with that?
You need no motherfucker.
Hey, listen, man. It ain't hard to get your shit to certified and running.
No,
that's
it ain't.
You
shit.
Get that
no,
shit certified.
No, it's not, man. Y'all know it ain't. It ain't like
I got no badass car because I certified. What's wrong with getting your car certified? Everybody know it's real. If your shit right, then you'll get it certified.
Hey, Perm, all I'm saying is, you could have came to Yak Garage and we could have certified you for 11-0, nigga. We could have certified you in Yak Garage.
Oh, man.
Hey, what was y'all going to certify me with? Guns Lake?
What's you?
11-0. I like all that, man. I like all that.
You're
high
with me,
Perm. Lord,
I know, man. Shit, I'm just making a little noise, man. That's all. Shit.
Hey, man, we could have said that. You had to track
Perm,
your own. You can so sad you have 41 for that. Shit.
Perm, tell him you talking so they know you're here.
That's all it is, preacher boy. That's all the
increase
boy shit. Hey, I come on and talk shit. Hey, listen, even I come on and talk shit once or twice a year.
Do you got some noise coming out of them motherfucking turbos? That's what I want to know.
You
say
you
got some backfire.
Mm?
You say it's backfire right now.
Yeah, it is.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
What's your name? Your car, the Gooch. What'd you say your car name, the Gooch?
Yep.
Man, you know what happened to the Gooch on motherfucking Different Strokes?
Do you know
that TV show?
Do you know what the Gooch is?
Do you know what the
if
Gooch
you
is? Nobody ever saw the Gooch.
That's what the Gooch going to do to you. You're going to find out what the Gooch is. I'm going to be right there with you.
Man, I'm waiting.
Hey, Vic.
How would you want the toe tagger?
Money call is called Twin Turtle.
How much more of a toe tag is this?
Who that is?
Call me on the back line.
Now, that wasn't me. If y'all talking about girl play, that wasn't me. Whoever y'all talking to.
No, that was me, Pern. It's Lenny. I'm just telling you what Big Money said. Big Money called your car Twin Turtle. Now take it up with Big Money, and I'm putting the name on it, huh?
Hey, cause no matter what they call gunplay, the motherfuckers ain't gonna race it. I don't give a fuck what they call it. You ain't gonna race it. Now bet on that.
Hey, Vine, just get that junk together, man. Vine, just get that junk
together, man. I'm gonna kill your ass again. Bow, bow, bow.
Kill me, motherfucker. Hey, listen, hold on. But that's what I'm saying, though. I got a car that's already together to race you weak motherfuckers with.
Everything.
You say what now? I got a car that's already together to race you weak motherfuckers with. Shit.
What's up?
I need you.
What's up?
Who is that?
That's Perm. I'm saying, what car?
And that much, hey, Perm, I raise you with my colors, brother.
Okay.
Damn.
Ooh.
Grandson.
That's
disrespectful. That
was his name. That's his name,
Grandson. That's disrespectful, yeah. Grandson, I raise him with
Grandson. Well,
I said, okay,
with your
I want to be fucking disrespected, motherfucker. What's wrong with that? I want to be disrespected. Fuck wrong with that?
Hey, listen.
You've been disrespecting me for a long time. I like all that.
I don't man, I love all that shit. Hey, Perm, you got the fastest twin turbo wagon in the garage. I give you that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, bro. Hey, I like that. Hey, Fah, that motherfucker got three power adders. It's got motor, two turbos, and nitrous, and that shit still ain't doing nothing. Shit, where the fuck were
they? You? Damn, Perm, you need to not say man, they all on your hands.
Hey, man, hey, I love all y'all talking that shit, man. That shit don't faze me. Y'all the ones laughing. I like being laughing.
Y'all the hand, Perm. Perm say
hey,
y'all turning them
all. Hey, Leakin, they've been talking that shit, that all in words the motherfuckers said, they done said that shit before. So what the fuck I got to care? What do I care about any
hey,
of that?
Perm. Hey, Perm.
What?
You
what?
Got... You got
21
motherfucking days. Again, get your ass ready.
I ain't gonna need them. I ain't gonna need one. How about that? How about that? I ain't gonna need
one. Hey, that motherfucking person said, give me
21
days.
21. Hey, I was waiting on the bar. Shit, I had. Hey, Vic, I knew the bar was supposed to be in 2 weeks, and I said I had the shit running in 7 days.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Perm, you know what I always told you, you know,
hey, if you make your name. I know what you told me. You know I remember everything, man.
Oh, okay. If you make it to the track and let go the trans break, consider that an accomplishment. I don't care what happened afterwards. Just as long as you make it to the track and let go the trans break, that's an accomplishment.
Hey, Ron, you ain't never lied.
Damn.
Hey, Ron, you ain't never lied, but I did that a few times already. I've been did that one.
Okay.
I feel you.
Hey, but, yo, but I give you credit, though. You stuck with it till you learned how to boost that motherfucker up.
It's my job.
Man, that's what they just asked to get the nitrous. He boosted that bitch up with a 500 kid of nitrous. Shit.
Block. Hey, Ron, I did that.
Yeah, well, that's how you treat me. I'm gonna my wife. I'm gonna it.
Deucey, your mic up.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. I'm new to the phone.
Hey, Sam. Fuck it, take you that long to open my motherfucking mic up.
Damn, you know he's finna go down on your ass. Open up the devil's mic.
That motherfucking hand been up for an hour and 45 fucking minutes.
What
man.
That mean to me?
Okay, what's your name?
Nope. No more of my toe cut. They didn't look like that. Everything in there to what I...
Damn.
Y'all done?
Nigga wanted this shit on
me. Now you open my mic. Now you want to close the fucking show.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking shit with y'all fellas tonight, man. Y'all made me feel good, part of the community and shit. Thank you.
We love you, Perm. We love you, Perm.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Sir X-Man. Hey, Perm, Sir X-Man.
Hey man, y'all know I don't come over here on here that much, man. I want to be talked about sometimes. Y'all do that to each other every day, man. Every now and then, I want to be a motherfucker come tell me I ain't shit too.
Unbelievable.
Well,
Perm,
hey, Sam,
you well welcome.
I want my motherfucking
you well
shirt
welcome
next
today.
Week. Thank y'all, man. Shit, I feel like a part of the community today.
Hey, Sam, I don't care about no motherfucking cake no more. I want my shirt.
Okay, I got you.
Anime, you don't want to eat the cake? You don't want to eat that cake, Anime? No, I don't want no cake. I want a shirt.
I'm kind of mad shirt. Shorty wasn't here to go down on my ass. I need a shorty to talk a little shit, too, man. I need all that shit.
So I ain't even been on the mic
set. That's what I'm saying, man. I would have loved him. You know he would have talked to shit, man. I would have loved him.
Y'all complain when he on here. Then when he ain't on here, you still asking for him. Make y'all mind.
Y'all didn't hear from him today? Anybody heard from him today?
Nigga, they got used to him running his motherfucking mouth. Now they miss him.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
where the fuck I put my keys at, man?
Hey, man, have y'all checked on Shorty today? Hey, y'all know it ain't like he missed a show. Y'all heard from him today?
Man, we heard from that whole ass nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that fucking coward.
Unbelievable.
There's shit wrong with that motherfucker. Hey, Sham, did you say your car not ready?
I did.
Unbelievable. Tell me about having that front door open. It's a slide in his leaves. God damn. I tell you about having that front door. It's a horse slide or something. I got to clone him off in the room. Whoa, shit. All right.
I don't know who y'all needed on the show. Hey, I'll tell y'all who we miss on the show. We miss Terry on the show, y'all. Terry will get niggas fired up.
The chicken man.
Well, preacher boy, you saying I ain't just fired y'all up? You saying I ain't just fired y'all up, man?
Nah, you really wasn't a factor. You were just making noise.
Blum, blum, blum.
He was all right.
Oh, my goodness, man.
No, you got to tell them that too, y'all. I want y'all to say them things like you made everything all right. You know, you tell them.
Oh, my God. Do anybody else got anything? Or y'all just want me to leave the mics open?
We can't help that your ass is trying to go to sleep. Take your ass.
Man, you got that right. I sure got to get up.
Leave it open, Sam, and go to bed.
Man, I swear.
We used to be on the mic all night talking shit. Yeah, that's right. What about them donations for Blue? Hang up. Hold on, listen. You know, as soon as Sam hang up, we're going
to talk about his
ass any goddamn way. So don't hang up, Sam. Ooh-wee. If you ain't ready, get ready.
What about some donations for glue?
Man, that's sticking.
Man, hey, kid, believe it or not, I offered, if you ask Steve Keys, I done offered his ass money to prep, goddammit. I don't even got a cup.
I hear you. Because I'm pretty sure they I'm pretty sure they use all the glue you goddammit donate.
Now y'all heard
I asked him to pay for some, though. I told him I was going to donate some money.
Yeah.
How about that?
That way they have plenty of glue to use.
I was going to donate some money. He said that's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all have a good night.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
Fuck you very much.
Oh, man.
I still love you, Perr. Hey,
Perr. I love you. What, Vic?
Hey, I know you've been on Facebook.
A lot, ain't it?
Yeah, you see that thing with Turbo motherfucking getting ready, don't you?
Yeah.
Big
Perm, when you cutting out to go to Macon?
I ain't going. I got weddings and all kind of shit going on this weekend, all kind of shit like that going for the next couple of weeks, all kind of shit.
That single turbo motherfucker about to have oil pressure sometime next week. Yeah. Yes, sir. Gonna be pretty interesting.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we might go out to share them with that.
Oh, man.
Don't waste your time. You won't be ready.
Hey, see what I'm saying, Vic? I want somebody to say that shit about me sometime. That's the only reason I came on here. See what I'm saying? All y'all get to do that shit to each other every day, man. I want some action.
Hey, Perk.
You want a little relevancy, huh? You want to do a little relevancy, Vic Perk?
You
got to
start getting to the line. You got to start getting to the line, though.
Hey, Vic, ain't none of them motherfuckers been to the line either.
Got a point there.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there.
You got a point there, Big Perm.
Hey, Big Perm. See, you ain't got no radio show. You ain't got a talk show. So we do sound like that because that's part of the talk show for people. If you got a car, you don't drag race.
Hey, look, Preach Boy, what I'm saying is it was very easy for you to do that because it was natural.
Right.
Oh, you want your name to be natural.
Yeah, I want to say Perm ain't shit sometime too, man. I want to hear my name say I ain't shit sometime.
Hey, Perm.
What?
You know why we don't want to do it that way? You might fuck around and show up. You might let the break go.
The people we talk about,
we know ain't going to let the break go.
Lord, have mercy.
Heard that.
Hey, the ones we're talking about not Perm, they got the accelerator welded to the flow with no copper.
In other words, Preacher Boy, what you're saying is they ain't going to go if their ass was on fire, huh? Is that what you're trying to say?
Hell no. If it took them to say the car to go get it, that motherfucker is free. Some people in chassis jail. Hey, some in chassis jail, some in the motor shop. They shit locked in the garage, and they got to be.
Got a boot on four wheels.
If it wasn't for Vic teaching me my last round, I'd have been about to watch you out of my motherfucker.
Because
I can walk out whenever I'm ready.
You talk like you Big Sam got a boot on all four wheels, Preacher Boy.
Yeah. He got a boot on all four wheels and his ass cheek. He ain't going.
He got a chassis belt on that motherfucker.
Yeah, he got a chassis belt on. No. He said no.
He ain't trying to give up none of that ass.
Hey. And you know the funny part about it? He said, if you ain't ready, get ready. I'm never going to get ready, he said.
he didn't want to walk
a motherfucker to the electric chair and told him, it ain't hot. Get in. He ain't going, though.
He done made his brother retire and shit.
And he didn't make him retire. He told him he can't go. He ain't going.
Tell him your car ain't coming out this year. Sit down.
He said, I want a race. He said, I said no. But I want a race. No.
Preacher boys.
Yeah.
Get firm, man. Next time I see you, I got to get on your ass about something, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, you know it's cool. Hey, Big Perm.
You know it's 100. You know how we do.
I'm just saying, you know, it's going to be you know what? Perm, you know, I don't mind you getting on my ass because you helped me. You know, you were there when I needed somebody.
Nah, you know, it's just some shit talk. It's just some shit talk. Ain't nobody else.
Hey, I would tell all y'all on this phone, you don't know who your friends is. Until you need somebody. Somebody tell you some real shit.
He's my goddamn friend.
Know,
I need a friend.
We don't know what the situation be in life. You'll never know the situation you got to go through until it happened to you. And who will be
true.
In your corner to help you.
That's true. Anyway, y'all have a good night.
Hey. Hey, preacher boy, this shit gonna tickle you up. This shit gonna tickle you to death when I. That's why, but I can't say it in front of everybody else. This shit gonna tickle you to death, though. Goddamn it.
Hey man, you got my phone number, don't you?
Yeah.
Call me.
Man, you two motherfuckers, shut the fuck up.
Ain't that a bitch, Vic?
Motherfuckers, touch
each Vic,
other, goddamn.
Hey, Vic, yeah. I got to send you home. Hey, Vic, I got to piss you off. Secretary, shut up and write a note.
All right, you dry snitching motherfucker. Yeah, old dry snitching ass.
Hey, what I dry snitch on?
Oh, you already know what you dry snitched on. Because you ain't snitching on yourself.
I'm going to
see you. Hey, just like Pearl told you, when I see you, motherfucker, I got some shit for you. Your dry snitching
Hey, man,
ass.
You know you can call me. Hey, watch this. You know you can call me. You always do.
I called you about 30 minutes. All right. Dirty motherfucker.
Well, listen. Well, I got to expect three phone calls. Hey, Vic, I got to expect three phone calls now. I know Perm calling me. Now you going to call me. Day, you going to call me too?
Yeah.
Well, we know. Well, we know one motherfucker that ain't going to call you.
Hey, Sam ain't never gonna call me. I ain't gotta worry about it. Sam ain't never gonna call me. Hey, let me be in there, Sam. Sam don't like me no way.
Y'all motherfuckers some idiots, man.
Hey, man, it's all in fun. It's all in love and fun, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for using Golf Blog Talk. Good night.
Hey, you know this wasn't a 1-800 real show tonight. This was a 1-800 I lie to you a lot.
All right, well, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good night. Good night.
All right, y'all too.
All right, man.
All right.
Yeah.